So today is Daf Mem Ches. We are on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, towards the bottom, by the, I think the last Dibayi Seima. Okay, so just we had a machlokas yesterday. We had a machlokas yesterday that said Hiskachi li b'shtar chov. Right, so he said Hiskachi li b'shtar chov. Oshayi lo milve b'yad achayrim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rekudesh Chami Omer Eim Rekudesh. So we try to figure out what the machlokas was. We said the machlokas that the Bryce is talking about b'shtar chov da achayrim. And we said, and we're talking about one's milve b'shtar, one's milve b'alpeh. And now we're going to try to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Remember the Chachamim in the first part of the Brisa, which was talking about the machlokas was milva v'shtar. So Yivayis Eim, what their machlokas could be, to kulei alma islahu de Rav Papa, that everybody holds that the Brisa is talking about, the Brisa is going according to Rav Papa. Remember yesterday we ended up by saying that machlokas could have been whether you held like Rav Papa or not. What did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa was Haiman de Zabn Shtar Lechavre, Tzarech Lemichtevle, Kenei Lecha, Huve Kol Shibude. Talking about selling a Shtar Chov. And Rav Papa says, when you sell a Shtar Chov, Osios Niklas Bemasira, when you sell a Shtar Chov, do you have to write in there, in the Shtar, that you're selling the Shtar and all of its Shibudim, and all of its what it contains? So Vivayis Eim and Kuliyama Isil Rav Papa, they all hold like Rav Papa, that you have to include that. Vahacha B'deshmuel Kemiplevi. And here the machlokes is whether or not they hold like the shita of Shmuel. But Shmuel holds right, because who says Amocher? Hamocher, a second. The Amar Shmuel, Hamocher Shtar Chov L'Chaveru. Someone is selling the Shtar Chov. You owe me money. I have a Shtar that says you owe me money, and I'm selling the Shtar to Mati. So now that he would own the loan. So Hamocher Shtar Chov L'Chaveru. Chazar umachalo machol vafilu yorish machol. Do I still retain the rights to be machol the star, to machol the loan? Meaning, when I sell the star chov, is that just I'm selling just a right of collection, or am I selling the actual complete ownership of the star? So according to Shmuel says, when I sell it, all I'm doing is I'm selling the right to collection, but I maintain certain ownership rights, which means I have the right to forgive the loan, even though I no longer own the right of collection. That's a different machlokas. Or maybe you don't. Maybe that's factored into the price. Maybe it's a risk. Maybe it's a risk that, you know, I have $1 million obligation, and you'll buy it for me for $100. It's worth the risk to find it for $100. Maybe it's worth the risk. Who knows? Or maybe you have to factor it in afterwards, and there's a damage. It's another machlokas. The point, though, still being, do you have the right to mochel? So Mar, the Chachamim, Islay the Shmuel. The Chachamim will hold like Shmuel that I can forgive the loan, and therefore the woman would not be miskadeshes with that Shtar Chov. If I give the woman the Shtar Chov, then you wouldn't be miskadeshes, because she'll be choshesh, and maybe I'll be mochel the Shtar. And if I'm mochel the Shtar, then she has nothing, and therefore she will not accept this as a Shtar for Kiddushin. Umar Leslay the Shmuel, and one Mandamer does not hold like Shmuel, meaning I do not have the right. When I sell the Shtar Chov, I sell all the obligations and all the rights a part of that Shtar, which therefore means I do not have the right to be Mochelet, and therefore the woman gets it, she's getting a full-fledged Shtar, a full-fledged obligation, and therefore she is so Mechdas on that, and she would be Ms. Kadeshes.
But at that time, it wasn't canceled, so
But since she knows it could be, she doesn't have Gemir's Das to say this is going to be, she won't accept this as being a value, it won't be valuable consideration for the wedding.
So maybe gives her some fruit.
Well, that's not the case. The case here is a star.
The fruit can get rotten too, so.
Okay.
It's not at that moment.
But what is her mindset at that moment?
Yeah, right.
So her mindset at that moment is, he's giving me nothing.
Right, yeah.
The fruit he's giving me right now is what I can eat right now. But right now she's saying he's giving me nothing. Because what is the star worth? It's worth nothing unless I can collect it.
Yeah.
So that's exactly the point. Exactly the point. Okay, so now Gemara says, V'ibai seimo de kuliyam isle v'shmuel. Or you can say they all hold like Shmuel, that the malveh can be mochel the chov. That I can say, if I give you the star, I can be mochlet. V'hacha be'isha kemiflegi. And here, the machlokas simply is what the woman's mindset is. Mar savor isha samcha daita The woman is so the woman has confidence that the husband will not be mocha l'shtar. Mar savar, right? Isha samcha das is Rav Meir, who says you can't be mekadesh with l'shtar chov, because he says isha samcha daita meimer amar. She'll say lo shavik levi l'di yomachli lechrini. He's not going to leave me for that guy. Basically, meaning he's not going to value that guy's relationship over my relationship, and therefore he will not be mocha l'shtar, and therefore she is smichas das to use that this is valuable consideration. Umar Savar Ishanami lo samchai daita. And one says the woman's a little more cynical and says, you know what? I don't know. Maybe one day he's going to be mocha l'shtarchov. Maybe he likes him better, or maybe he has other reasons. And therefore, she doesn't have smichas das, and she's not going to accept this as a star, as a valuable consideration for the kiddushin. Okay. Now, up to now, we explained certain svaros to explain the potential machlokas to Rav Meir Chachamim regarding someone who's mekadesh a woman with a shtar chov. Now the Gemara is going to go on to the next part, which is going to explain what their machlokas could be if you're mekadesh b'milv baal peh, with an oral loan, without a shtar. Okay, so, milv baal peh, right? So one seven Meir says mekudeshes, Chachamim say en mekudeshes. Milv baal peh b'mai pligi. What would be the machlokas of Meir Chachamim? They say the machlokas would be Rav Huna Amar Rav. The machlokas in the din that was explicated by Rav Huna in the name of Rav. The Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Mana yesh li biyadcha. You owe me $100, right? And I tell you, tinehu leploni b'mamet shloshtam. And I'm standing with the three of us together. I say, transit a property. You owe me, instead of paying me, pay him. So that's what it is. B'mamet shloshtam kana. So Rav Huna Amar Rav says that that's kona, and now you, instead of owing me, Omati, you have to pay him. How that works, main sugya is not here, so it's sort of Gittin, we sort of other places. So Mar Savar, the Chachamim, who hold that she's not Mikudeshes, Ki Kamarav Hani Mili Pikadon, Aval Milvelo. Mar Savar Lokshna Milvelo Snopi Kadon. Machlokas would be whether the concept of Maimon Shloshan applies to a loan, or only applies to a Pikadon, to a deposit. So Mar, the Chachamim, will say that Rav only said his din of Maimut Shloshtan is when I tell you to give the object that you are watching for me to somebody else. That I can do. But if I want you to give a loan to somebody, that doesn't work. In Machlokas, why Maimut Shloshtan works, whether it works just because it's a Hilchos Lo Taima, or maybe it's just because to maintain liquidity in the market, which is that's...
Maimon Shloshtan is always used instead of, it's for, Bezdin, so to speak, because it's now public.
Not that I'm familiar with, I don't know. Could be, I don't know. So therefore, a person will not be able to mekadesh his woman with a milvah peh that he has by somebody else, because he can't transfer the money. If you say the Maimon Shloshtan doesn't work, so I didn't transfer it to the woman anything, because there's no transference. But Rav Meir says that you can't be mekadesh with the milva. He'll say, lo stav milva, lo stav pikadon. I have the ability to transfer the loan as well. So if I can transfer the loan, I am transferring her the obligation. And now she is getting mekadesh with me, I guess with the value of that loan, that's now going to be paid back. It's now going to be paid back to her. So the Gemara says, okay, now maybe we can say, Name a Kitanai. Where is this? Name a Kitanai. Maybe we'll say that the Machlokas, the din of Rav, about Mekadesh B'milva, right? Rav says Mekadesh B'milva. Oh, okay, so now we're going back. That was to explain the Machlokas, but now we're going to go back. Rav had said that Mekadesh B'milva is Ena Mekodeshes. So now we're going to try to say Name a Kitanai. Maybe that din of Rav is a Machlokas Tanayim. Because we have the following brisa. Guy says, Hiskachi li b'shtar. You be mekadesh me, you be mekudesh to me with the shtar. So Rabbi Meir Omer ain't mekudesh. Rabbi Meir says, she's not mekudesh. Rabbi Lezer Omer mekudesh. Rabbi Lezer says, she is mekudesh. The Chachamer Omerim, Shomen eshaniyar, im yesh bo shavah pruta mekudesh, im ein lav ain't mekudesh. Rabbi Lezer says, I don't know. And we check to see, whether the shtar is worth a shavar puta. So basically, Rav Meir says she's not mekudeshes because he's trying to use the shtar. Rabbi Lazar Omer, she is mekudeshes because we can maybe say that even if the shtar is no good, maybe the shtar has a value of a pruta and the shtar becomes shavar kesef. And if it's shava kesef, she's mekudeshes with the value of the shtar, not with what's written in the shtar. And Chachamim say we don't know, and we have to evaluate whether the shtar is worth a pruta or not. If it's worth a pruta, mekudeshes. If not, amekudeshes. So the Gemara says, "Hi shtar hechitami." I mean, I gave a little preview, but the Gemara says, "What type of shtar are we talking about over here?" Ilema shtar chov de acherim. If we're going to say that we're talking about a shtar chov, that I'm trying to be mekadesh the woman with an IOU, basically a shtar chov, kasha der meir of meir. Then we have a steerer of meir, because this brisa says that the meir holds that mekadesh ishu with a shtar chov would be ena mekudeshes. But we just had the brisa before on daf mem zayin beis where meir says mekudeshes, so it can't be. So it's not a shtar chov that others owe him money. Ella. Must be the case he's talking about, b'shtar chov dida, that is, she owes him money, and he gives her the shtar chov, meaning he's mekudeshes, right, he's been mochel, I guess he lent her money, and he has a shtar, and now he wants mekadesh with the shtar. And therefore what? The machlokas would be mekadesh b'milve kamifliki. Now the machlokas would be whether or not you can mekadesh b'milve. Because, basically you're forgiving, you know, I'm mekadesh you with the money that I already gave you as a loan. So according to Rav Meir, Mekadesh B'milva is not Mekudeshes, and according to Rav Elazar, Mekadesh B'milva will be Mekudeshes. And then you see, so the din of Rav would be a Machlokas Tanayim. So Amar Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, it's not a Machlokas Tanayim. Our Brice is not dealing at all with a person who's Mekadesh, the woman with the Torah, with the Chov. Elav Hachavai Skinon, Kegon Shekitcha B'Shtar She'en Lav Edim. He's trying to Mekadesh her with a star, he's trying to do a star Kiddushin, but the star just lacks Edim. And we're going back to our old one Machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, about whether we say Edim is Zirikarse or Edim Chasimikarse. Rav Meir Tamei, who says here, Edim Mekudeshes, Damer Edim Chasimikarse. What effectuates the star? Which witnesses give power to the star? That's the witnesses that sign on the star. Here, there are no witnesses that sign the star, so the star is valueless. It's chesed b'alma. It has nothing. It doesn't do anything. And therefore, she's not mekudeshes. The Rabbi Lazar l'tamei the amar edim esirikarse. Rabbi Lazar l'shitaso. He holds that which edim are the ones that create the power, that create the chalots. It's the ones who witness the mesira, the handing over of the star from one party to another party. And the edim written in the star is just there for a raya b'alma. So he's saying here, the star doesn't have edim on it. Big deal. The edim who saw it being transferred from the husband to the wife, and therefore it's a good star. And therefore, it's a good star kiddushin. The rabban on misafkilu.
What is this star
kiddushin? What exactly? Harei mekudeshesli. Aisha niknas mishloshet dvarim. Kesef star biya. So kesef is you give the ring and say harei mekudeshesli. B yeah, the b is harei mekudeshesli. Star, you write in it harei mekudeshesli with the star. So rabbanon misafkiluhu ik Rabbi Meir ik Rabbi Lazar. They don't know. There's misupak as to whether the halacha like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Lazar. Hilchak. Therefore, shaman es haniyar. We don't know what to do. We don't know what the halacha is or misupak what the halacha is by the star. So forget kedushay star. Let's look at the paper itself. Right. So therefore, hilchak shaman es haniyar im yesh moshav aprut mekudeshes v'imlav. Take out the gersa in mekudeshes imlav. So we say, look at the pruta. If it is shava pruta, then she's mekudeshes, because now we're transferring. Sorry, if the niyar is shava pruta, now she's mekudeshes, because now we're saying that the kedushin is not midin kedushay shtar. We'll try to effectuate the kedushin midin kedushay kesef. And if this thing is worth a pruta, we have kedushay kesef. Ibais ema, or we could explain the machlokas that we just had between our mayor of Elazar and Chachamim as follows. Basically, the Gemara today's daf runs through all these possibilities of machlokas. It's like a mini review of Shas. Tons of Shas topics that just come up here in machlokas about this topic, machlokas about this topic, all to avoid saying that the machlokas is about whether milva bel peh can be mekudeshes or not. Okay. V'yibayis ema kigon shekisavo shelo lishma. New din for kedushin, and we know it by gittin. But the question of machlokas over here would be a case where at the time that he wrote the star kedushin, he didn't have. He didn't write it to shame this Isha. Ube Reish Lakish Kamiflagi. And the Machlokas would be the rule stated by Reish Lakish. The by Reish Lakish had the following suffix. Shtar Erisin, which we're talking about now, Shtar for Kedushin. Shekisavo Shalo Lishma, that the Makadis wrote it not to shame the specific woman. Mahu, is it kosher or not? Do we say, Havayelet Siyamakshinon? Do we equate the Kedushin Do we equate the kedushin to the gittin and my yitzia being lishma? And just like by gittin, it has to be lishma af havaya nam being lishma. So to the star kedushin has to be written with specific intent for that women. O Dilma Havayas Ladadi Makshinan. Or do we say, don't compare a star Kedushin to a star Erisin, compare star Kedushin to the other methods of Kedushin. And Ma Havayah the Kesalobin Lishma, Afavayah the Star Lobin Lishma. When someone makes the dollar, or he makes the coin, does he make the coin specifically to be given over to the woman? No, he makes the coin stam, it's part of the circulation. Then he uses it for Kiddushin. So too by the star. He doesn't have to make the star specifically for this woman. He doesn't have to have Lishma. But Basar Dabai, Hadu Pashta. And after he asked the question, then he gave the answer. He says, V'yotzeva haisa, makish havai liatzia. He has the hekesh. He says the Hekesh applies here as well. Everyone holds the Hekesh. The question is whether you're applying the Hekesh here or not. So he applies the Hekesh here as well. Just like a get has to be written Lishma. So to a star Kedushin has to be written Lishma. So we have here with a star that was written to Lishma. So Ma Rav Meir Islay the Reish Lakish. He'll hold that Reish Lakish. And therefore the star is no good. Therefore the Kedushin is no good. And Mar, meaning Rav Elazar, less like the Reish Lakish, does not hold like Reish Lakish, and therefore he holds that the star is good, and therefore he is Mikudeshes. And the Chachamim have the suffix as to whether or not the Halacha is like Rav Meir or Rav Elazar, meaning the Halacha is like Reish Lakish or not, and therefore they say, let's bypass the star aspect and look at it as potentially as Shavik Kesef. Therefore, if it's Shavik Kesef, she's Mikudeshes, if it's not Shavik Kesef, says, she's probably still Mekudeshes. It's not that she's ain't, that's where I took out the gears of ain't Mekudeshes. It's not that she's not Mekudeshes. Now you just have a suffix Mekudeshes. Okay. So Ibai Seima, another potential way to explain the Machlokes in Rav Meir Chachamim in this. I think Rav Meir and Rabbi Lazar. Right? Ibai Seima, the Kule Alma Isluhu de Reish Lakish. They all hold like Reish Lakish, meaning the star has to be written Lishma. Bahachim Ayaskinon, Shekhsava Lishma. He did it Lishma. Bishalomi Daita, but he didn't inform her before he was writing it. And therefore, the machlokas is the plot of the Rav Ravina of a Papa of Shara Raviam Chamifligi. And the machlokas is the same machlokas that Rav Ravina had with Rav Papa of Sharabia. The Itmar, we learn in the Gemara somewhere, Ksava Lishma, he wrote the Star Kedushin Lishma, Bishalomi Daita, but I guess he didn't inform her that it was going to be given for her. I guess she has to know that it's going on. Right? Is that what it means? Where's that? Shelo yada kishenichsav. I guess at the time it's being written, she has to be aware of it. Because, you know, it makes sense. By a get, she probably doesn't have to be aware of it because it's bal korcha. But here, she's an active participant in the, she's a bal dover. She's an active participant in the process. Maybe she has to know about it, you know, beforehand.
Why would she have to know about it
before? Because
she's a baldover. She gives it to her. She wants to take it.
So that's the machlokas. One prime man says that. The other man says, since she is a baldover in it, she has to know what's going on. You have to, when you start the contract, everyone has to know what the deal is. She doesn't know the deal. It doesn't count. So the Itmar, Ksava Lishma, Vishlomi Dait, the Rav Ravina Avon Mikudash says, she's Mikudash because, like you said, she doesn't need to know about it. The Rav Papa Rav Shravi Omer ain't Mikudash because she's not, right, so I think we discussed this.
So how we discussed it.
Right, I think it was on Daf Ches or Daf Tes. Right, the Daf Ches or Daf Tes, they talked about it. The Rav Ravina, they say that you learn out.
It says Tes, you're
Okay, so I was off by one. Right, so he says the machlokas is, what does he say, the machlokas, Rav Ravino says the machlokas over there was whether you compare Kedushin to Gerushin all the way. Does the Hekesh come forth all the way?
Well, that's what they're trying to, to make the same Hekesh.
If it was so obvious, why'd you ask the Kasha beforehand?
No.
After we
make an issue about the star, that she has to know about it going in.
Right, so by Gittin, she does not have to know about it going in. Because, right. But there's a difference. I think there's a distinction between Gittin and Kedushin. Because Gittin, it's Bal Karcha, and Kedushin, it's not.
Right.
Okay, and therefore, what would be the Machlokas? The Machlokas would be as follows. Rav Meir holds that you need the Das Isha, and therefore, in this case, since there's no Das Isha, the Kedushin is no good. Rav Elazar would say you do not need Das Isha, and therefore, she's Mikudeshes. The Chachamim be Mesupak who the Halacha is like, and therefore they leave the world of Kedushei Shtar and go to the world of Kedushin B'Tshavah Kesef. All right, another way you could be now name a Hani Tanai. So now again, back to Rav. Rav said Milva Hamikdashes B'Hamikayish B'Milvas Ainim Mikdashes. Name a Hani Tanai. Maybe that Rav's din is subject to the machlokas of the following Tanaim. Desanya, we have the following Abraisa. Okay, Asali Sheirim Nizamim V'Taba'os V'Ekadesh Ani L'cha. So she brings over to this jeweler, to this Uman, and says, I have this gold. From this gold, make for me some Sheirim, some sort of jewelry. I don't know how it translates, Sheirim Nizamim V'Taba'os, or nose rings, or rings. Make fashion for me jewelry from this piece of gold that I give you. V'Ekadesh Ani L'cha. And I'll be mekadeshes to you via you forgiving the amount that I owe you. In other words, instead of the money that I owe you as schar, you know, the payment that I owe you, that will stay with my hands, and I will be mekadeshes with that. So kevan she'asad, the Braisa says, once he does the job, kevan she'asad mekadeshes, she is mekadeshes with the schar, right? He has a salary that he's owed. That's what I'm saying, but he owes her the work done. So once he finishes the work, she's mikudeshes. Devi Rabbi, he has to agree somehow to this because she can't be the one, can't be Amrahi. We also had that machlokas. But here, so however that would work, it works. Rabbi Meir says, the moment he finishes the job, she's mikudeshes. The Chachamim Omrim ain't mikudeshes actually give a mamon liyadon. Chachamim say she's not mikudeshes until the money, whichever money we're talking about, reaches her hands. So hi mamon hechi dami. So this. Can you hear? You can hear? You good? Oh, okay. Hi, Mamon Hechidami. Just wanted to make sure you can hear it. Hi, Mamon Hechidami. What's the case of Mamon here? So, Ilema Oso Mamon, if it's talking about Oso Mamon, if we're talking about that she's not Mikudeshes until she gets back the actual tachshitim, so then Michlal, the Tanakama Sabar Filo Oso Mamon Amilo. The Tanakama who says that she's Mikudeshes at a stage prior is talking about she's Mikudeshes before she gets the stuff back. Well, she's Mikudeshes. He didn't finish the job yet. If she doesn't get the stuff back, he didn't finish the job yet, there's no Kiddushin. Ella b'may Mikadisha. Well, so what's he being Mikadisha with? So Ella Lav b'mamon Acher. He's talking about other money. Ushmami nob mekadesh b'milva kamifliki. See from here that the machlokes mekadesh b'milva. Why? What's the case? The case is she gives the jewelry to be fashioned by the jeweler. The jeweler fashions it. So one mandal amr says the moment he gives her back the jewelry, the moment he gives her back the jewelry, she's mekadeshes. That's mekadesh b'milva because she owes him the money. She owes him the money, and he's forgiving the loan. He's forgiving the money that's owed to him. It's Mekadesh B'milva. And Mandamar says Mekudeshes. The other Mandamar says, no, she's not Mekudeshes until she actually pays him. She actually has to pay, I guess.
She has to pay, and then he decides to...
Yeah, I think she has to try to give him the money, and then he has to forgive that money that's being given. Then there's actual money being transferred back. But so that's machlokas, mekadesh b'milva or not? You have to be. If you say mekadesh b'milva, then she's mekudeshes before she even gives him the other money.
But then you have to give her the.
Of course, that's what the Gemara said. Of course, she has to give it back.
What's she paying for?
What?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, what?
He gives her back the thing that's done. Now she owes him the money. She tries to pay him, and then he says, "No, don't pay." And then when she has the object and the money, then she should be mekadeshes because she owed it, and then he said, "Don't pay." Right? Yeah.
Correct. Okay, that's exactly the case. That's the case.
No, I said the Chacham said that he actually has to pay him money, right?
The Chachamim.
Of course, the Tanakhama would say that once it's done and he gives her the completed thing, it's mekadeshes, and according to the Chachamim, that's not sufficient.
The Chachamim say that there has to be other monies involved because Mekadesh B'milva. Right. So he was saying the second side. He's saying the second side. Rav Meir says you don't have to have that because Mekadesh B'milva would work. So the Gemara says no. V'savre, and how does that work? Because V'savre, you have to have the following piece of information as well. The Kule Alma. Now we'll explain it as well. The Kule Alma hold Yeshna L'Schirus Mitchila V'Ad Sof V'Havim Milta. There is a machlokas with Rashi over here. So means when a person accepts upon himself to do a malacha. There's a contractor. Matiya is a contractor. So Zachai, he is permitted to accept payment for every portion of the job done, you know, along the way. But what we do is we say that the that money that's owed to him is becomes a loan. In other words, guy does part, you know, splits up to work into 10 parts, and every milestone he's owed a tenth of the salary of what he's paid. But instead of accepting it, he's now owed it as a loan. Now the person who hired him owes him the money as a loan. He doesn't have to pay him right away.
It comes up every time.
Correct. So he gets paid, then he gets paid at the end. What happens over now is when the uman is mekadesh the woman with the schar pu'ula, so he's, when he forgives it, it's a milveh. I said it outside already. Now we're doing it inside. So my love b'hakamiflagi. Another way to say it is the person doesn't get paid, has no obligation to pay him until the very end. And therefore, there is no loan involved here, just a one-time shot at the end. So here it seems to be, it's installments, and you just delay each installment till the end, and therefore each installment gets flipped into halachically into a loan. So Mar, Rav Meir Sav, Mekadesh B'Milveh, and Mar Sav, Mekadesh B'Milveh, and Mekadesh, as we just said, it became Mekadesh B'Milveh, because we turned this into a milveh, and the question is whether Mekadesh B'Milveh is Mekadesh or not. The Mar says, lo, you don't have to say that's the Machlokes. The Kuli Alma, Mekadesh B'Milveh, and Mekadesh. Everyone holds Mekadesh B'Milveh is not Mekadesh. So the Machlokes here would simply be, Be'yesh L'Schir, Mekadesh Kamiflagi. Do we create a loan, an loan apparatus here when it comes to the contractor? Do those installment payments flip into a loan? If they flip into a loan, then it's a Mekadesh B'Milveh and Ein Mekadesh. If they do not flip into a loan, it's not a loan at all. He's just being, so we'll see in a second. So the Halacha Abediation of the Schiros with Kudat Sof Kamithi, Marsav, or a mayor holds, Ein Schiros El Basof. Right? Rashi says, there's no Schiros, you're not obligated to pay the person until the end. So when he's mochel her at the end, he's mochel her l'shem kedushin. There was no loan here. You right now owe me $100. Don't pay me with that money. You don't. Mekadesh you. Umar sava yesh l'shem kedushin. So the chachamim say no. The money is owed to him throughout the process, and throughout the process, that money has been flipped into a loan. So when he forgives her, he's forgiving a loan, and we hold mekadesh milva ain't a mekadesh, and therefore in this case it would not be mekadesh. The Ibayis Ema, another way to explain the machlokas of Rav Chaim here, again to avoid a mach saying that there's a machlokas as whether Mekadesh B'Milveh is Mekadesh or not, we could say the Kuli Alma Yesh L'Schiros Mitchila V'Atzof. Everyone holds that Yesh L'Schiros Mitchila V'Atzof, meaning that it flips into a milveh. And everyone holds Mekadesh B'Milveh in Mekadesh. And everyone holds you cannot be Mekadesh B'Milveh. V'hacha, the quase over here, is a machlokas be'uman kone b'shvach kli kamiflagi. Major sugya, I believe, in the 8th parak, above kama. Right? Uman kone b'shvach kli. There is a machlokas, look at Rashi. But we'll say outside. This machlokas is whether or not when an uman takes a kli and takes an item and makes it better, and he makes it better, does he now have kinyanim? Does he have ownership rights in that shvach, in that betterment? When he takes something that was valued at $100, and now he worked on it, it's valued at $150. Does he own that $50 worth of the object, and what happened of the improvement, and what happens later when I pay him, I'm basically buying back that,
yeah.
that otherwise he becomes sort of like a partner in it. Right. That's a later sugya. So over here, is uman kone b'shvach kli or not? Does he or does he not? If he does own it, then when he's giving it to her, he can be mekadesh her with that,
right,
because he's giving her value. If he doesn't own it, he's not giving her anything, and therefore there's no...
Only the improvement portion.
Has to be only... Yeah, that's why I said specifically it's only the improvement portion, right? Rashi says, well, yeah, of course, otherwise not value. He says, Klomar hacha b'shelo, lo histin lios schar yomim el kavlon. Yeah, this one I want to skip because that's not for our sugi over here. Ube umen kavlon kishem mishabicho v'asem min hazav kli kon l'schus b'kli kihun mashbicho kamiflagi. We said it already. Okay, fine. So, Uman kol mishvachi kamithki. So Ma'ar of Meir Savar Uman kol mishvachli. Therefore, when he's mekadesh the woman with this benefit, he's giving her value. He's giving value his value, and therefore she's mekudesh. So Ma'ar Savar ain't Uman kol mishvachli. No, he's not giving her anything because he has no ownership in the object. He's just owed schar. He has no ownership in the object, and therefore he's just being mochel her the schar, which we just said that schar is the din lahava, because we said we hold this tchira mitzvah l'vyatzof, and therefore those installments are transferred into a loan, and he's being mekadesh her with the forgiveness of that loan. That's ein mekadeshes. Whereas Rav Meir says he's being mekadesh her with the forgiveness of the money that he's owed, because it's he owns a percentage of the object. Okay, the ibay seima, or we can say again. It's just a run through shas. All these sugyas you can spend months on because they're just sugyas that come throughout shas. V'ivayis ema kule alma ein umen kone b'shvach kli. Everyone holds the umen is not kone b'shvach kli. Therefore, he's not giving her anything of his own. The only possibility over here with him be giving her is forgiving the loan, right? Because we say yeshan l'skiris mitzilat sof, right? It's all a milveh. And mekayish b'milveh ein mekudeshes. And mekayish b'milveh is not mekudeshes. So what's the machlokas? So hachal ma'iskinon. He took something of his own and added to her. He wanted to add it to it. In other words, she gave him some sort of a ring to fashion, and he took his own little jewel and he affixed it to the ring and gave it to her. And now he's being mekadesh her with that extra piece. So he gave her this nofech mishlo. I think nofech means a stone, right? How does he translate nofech?
Gemstone.
A gemstone. Okay, right? Mishalo. So Marsav, Rameir Sav.
What happened with when he improved an item?
Right. We just say ein uman kol mishvach li. We're assuming now that he just by improving it, he doesn't have any he doesn't get any ownership rights in it. But before we said that was a machlokas. Now we're saying, oh, that's kuli alma, right? Kuli alma, all that doesn't get any ownership rights. So why would you? If he doesn't get any ownership rights, right? He's tzchiras is mitchil vatzof, which means the money owed to him is a loan, and you can't mekadesh b'milva. So why did the Chachamim say here that it was Rameir here say mekudeshes? So we're saying the case is where he added his own little gemstone to the item, and therefore marsava milve pruta daite apruta or marsava daite a milve. So Guy says the machlokas over here is Rameir holds, well, if I'm mekadesh a woman with a milve, and in addition to the milve I give her a pruta, just a minimal amount. What is her das on? What does she view as the consideration? Rav Meir says daita apruta. She says, "Ooh, I'm getting an extra penny over here." So therefore, she's mekudeshes. But Marsa, the Chachamim say, "No, daita el milve. Her das is not on the extra. Her das is on the forgiveness of the loan, and therefore it's mekadesh b'milve." So too over here, there's a milve over here because she owes him the money for the work done. Right. He's adding an extra little gemstone on it. Right. What is she so mechdas on? Rav Meir says she looks at the extra gemstone and she's mekudeshes with that gemstone. Chachamim right. Say no. She's looking at the fact that now she doesn't owe him the money. Right. That's mekadesh b'milve. What does she focus on? Her focus is either on the extra gemstone or her focus is either on the forgiveness of the loan. If her focus is on the gemstone, she's mekudeshes. That's Rav Meir. If her focus is on the forgiveness of the loan, she's ain't mekudeshes. That's Chachamim. Again, the whole thing to avoid the possibility of saying that there's a machlokas tanaim by mekadesh b'milve. So now we'll try again. Okay, this one I was confused with, so help me out. Ubeplukta dahani tanai. Maybe we'll say the machlokas of mekadesh milve is similar to the following machlokas. The Tanya, we're learning the following brisa. Okay, you have an uman who says to a woman, "Bischar shasisi imach, eina mekudeshes." If he says that I will be mekadesh you with the schar for the work that I already did, eina mekudeshes, because that's a loan. That would be a loan. That's Eina Mekudeshes. If he says, because it's already owed to him. It's already owed to him. That doesn't work. If he says, B'schar she'esa imach, I will be Mekudesh to you with the schar that I, for the work I will do for you in the future, that is Mekudeshes. Because, that's Mekudesh.
That's not a loan.
Not yet, I guess.
And it'll never be a loan. Because if he's saying now that the money that you're never going to have to pay me.
Right.
So it's never going to be a loan.
Yeah, but if we say schiris mitchil v'atzof, then it's a problem.
Right, so you must say here that there's no schiris mitchil v'atzof.
Right.
You must say that.
Well, that's what you're saying.
It must be that.
So what is it considered?
It's considered...
down payment for the work? It's got to be considered
What is considered? There's no down payment. I'm paying you only at the end.
I understand it, but there's got to be something... Like you only said, there's What is he getting paid for?
He's forgiving her the money that he owed. That she
he's
owed.
Not forgiving the money yet. There's no money yet.
So at the end, he has to say, "Arayim Kudeshli." He has to say. He probably has to say it again.
He says it up front.
No, we just said now it's good.
It's good. There's something
right.
about it. There's something that it front. Tangible enough.
The tangible thing is that she doesn't have to pay him back.
Yeah.
That value. That value is what you, the money that you owe me to pay for that you will owe me, that value. And then at the time when he finishes,
No.
I'm saying because at the time that he finishes, he has to say Hareyit Mekudeshes.
So
he's
got to say it the second
time. Yeah, he's got to say it the second time.
Okay, so between that, nothing going on.
Correct.
The case is that when he takes the job, he says that the money that I would get for this job, I'm giving you now.
No, so that's not the case. That's not the case. He's not giving. That's not the case. He's not giving her any money.
Giving the work. The so work he's giving her to now. The work. The work.
Okay, let's do it again because we it's not what he's saying. Right. The case. If he forgives her for the work already done,
correct.
Then it's. If he says at the beginning, you won't have to pay me,
right.
And then later on he says, all right, Mekudeshes,
right,
then it's good.
In between that, a guy comes and gives him another. Somebody else.
So if there's no kiddushin yet, then there's no kiddushin, and then she'll be mekadesh with somebody else. The kiddushin is not chal. I'm pretty sure the kiddushin will not be chal until he has to say, till he has to do the work. It's like a kiddushin all time. He has to do the work. Okay, that's the Tana Kama. Rabbi Nosson Omer, b'schar she'ese imach ena mekudeshes. The schar that I will do also is not mekudeshes. The kol shekein b'schar she'asisi imach. The kol shekein the schar that I did, because he probably says, uman kone, sorry, it's yesh neskin or tilat sof. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, be'emes amru, really they say, and this is the halacha, bein b'schar she'asisi, bein b'schar she'ese imach ena mekudeshes. He's not mekudeshes, but im hosif la nofech mishalom mekudeshes. But if he adds on the gemstone, she's mekudeshes. That's the brisa. So bein tanakama the Rabbi Nosson iko beinayu schiris. The machlokes in tanakama and Rabbi Nosson, like we said, is they're saying the machlokes tanakama and. This is not going back to Rav. This is going back to explain the machlokes as to whether or not what her focus is on. Is her focus on the extra, or is her focus on the forgiveness of the loan? So the machlokes in tanakama and Rabbi Nosson is whether you say. Schira mitchila v'atzof, which is the only pointed out before. Tana Kama says no. Rabbi Nosson says yes. Abein Rav Nosson, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and the machlokes Rav Nosson and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi adds the idea that it's if you add the extra, so there the machlokes is iki benayu b'milva b'pruta mar, meaning Rav Nosson holds milva pruta daitel milva. It's no good because her focus is on the forgiveness of the loan, and Rabbi Yehuda holds savar mar savar. If she gets this extra gemstone, her focus on the gemstone, and that's just to prove that we could, since we have a machlokas like that, we can go back and put that was the machlokas before between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, again to avoid saying that Mikadosh B'milva is a machlokas tanaim.
Do we ever clarify the milva Baal Peh, what that status is?
We gave the case to milva Baal Peh.
Do we ever clarify that?
We didn't do it. If we didn't do it in the Gemara, I don't know if we did it yet. But I'm not sure what the question is.
Said, well, would we clarify if it works or not, if that's valid or...
If you're Mekadesh, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. We don't pass the halacha l'maaseh in this year. It's a machlokas. You have to look at it. I don't know. Okay. Okay, next Mishnah. Man says, Hiskachi li b'kosh zesho yayim. You Mekadesh me with this cup filled with wine. Nimsha shel dvash. It turns out it's filled with honey, which is more valuable. Or shel dvash v'nimsa shel yayin. He says with the honey, with the cup of honey, turns out to be wine, and it's less valuable. Or he says iskachi li b'dinah shel kesef, with the silver coin, nimsa shel zahav, turns out it is gold. Shel zahav v'nimsa shel kesef. He says mekadesh me with this gold, turns out that it's silver. Or he says amanash ani ashir, that, you know, marry me on condition that I am wealthy. The nimsa ani, and then the market tanks that day. It turns out that he is not wealthy. Ani v'nimsa ashir, kashmir on condition that I'm ani. Turns out that his portfolio skyrockets that day. It turns out that he's an ashir. All these cases, Tanakama says, ain't a mekudeshes. She's not mekudeshes because there's a mistake. She had das for one thing. Turns out it was something else. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hita l'shvach mekudeshes. Now, if the mistake is in her benefit, he says silver, it turns out it's gold, she's mekudeshes, because she has das to take the lower value, and I guess yesh b'chlam one amasayim, if she gets even more, she's happy with that as well. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, just a quick brisa. Three brisas come down, and seem to be so himself, we say no. Brisa one says, hiskadish li b'kos zeh. So we're going to look at the kos. I think the question is, what are we looking at the value of the shavah pruta? So hiskadish li b'kos zeh. Is she mekudeshes or not? Tanachada bo umash betocho. One Bryce says you have to look at it and what and its contents. Tana idach bo velo b'mashav tocho. Look at it and not its contents. And tana idach b'mashav besocho velo bo. Look at its contents and not it. So it seems to be a three-way stira. It's a low kasha. No, there's no kasha. Habamaya, habachamer, habatzahira. It's water, wine, or brine. Right? Machlokas Rashi tells us how to read this, but Rashi says the brice that it says that the woman is mikadeshes with the cup itself is only talking about if there's water in the cup, then the only thing we're concerned about is the cup. If there's wine in the cup, if there's chamer in the cup, so then we're only concerned about what's in the cup, not the cup itself, it's the wine. If why, as far as I don't know, Hayavet Sihira, the brice that says she's mikudesh, you have to look at the value of the cup and the contents, that's talking about Sihira, which I believe is the brine, because the brine is supposed to be maintained for many days, so the brine itself has value, and also the thing that's holding it has value, because it has to keep the brine for a while. Okay.
If you got a silver cup, that's worth more than wine.
You could, but if he's talking about a cup filled with wine, we're focusing on the wine, not the cup. That's what, exactly what the Brisa says. If the content is the wine, then the focus needs to be Mekadosh with the wine. So to determine Shavu Pruta, you look at the wine. If he says Mekadosh me with the cup, right? If he just says Mekadosh me with the value of this cup, and he's more specific, then it's the cup. But if he says Kozeh, then what are we talking about? So with this wine, we're assuming that the content is what is important. Do we have a minion? We don't even have a minion, so we keep going. Where do you want to start?
You can stop here.
What?
You
want to
keep on going?
You can
keep on going. Like,
what?
You can go tell Amar. If you have a minute, Amar Abayin.
Well, at least do the Mishnah.
I just did the Mishnah.
So do the first.
I just did the first part of the Gemara. Question one, continue the Gemara. So. The Mishnah said, Rav Shimon said, "Im hitel shvachar im kudeshes," that if he makes a mistake for her benefit, then she's mikudeshes. Gemara says, "Really?" The less later, Rav Shimon doesn't. Rav Shimon hold as follows: the Mishnah above the Basra, who says over there, a person selling wine to his friend, yayin v'nemsa chomitz. He's selling wine that turns out to be chomitz and it's a yayin, or he's selling vinegar and it turns out to be wine. Shneim yichol lachsamrem. It's not a good sale. Even if you're selling him, even if the mistake is for the benefit, right? Alma. Because some people want vinegar, some people want wine. It's not. We will start shortly. It is not one person's gold is one person. You know, everything's valuable down different to people. So maybe this woman, for whatever reason, she wants silver. She has a certain silver collection. She wants silver. She doesn't want gold. Just because it's worth more in the market doesn't mean it's worth more to her. She had das for the silver. So Amar Rav Shimon Bar Ashi. Rav Shimon Bar Ashi says, "Ashkich Teila Abaye. I found Abaye, the Yosef Gemsavli Lebrei, who was explaining this mission to his son. He says, 'Hachu my askinan. What are we dealing with over here? The case is, you know, we have to stop here. It just keeps going. So we'll stop.
Okay.
We'll stop over here. Okay. Have a good day."